Matthew Stuckey from Verity Baptist Church Manila, providing you a soul-winning tip on the topic of suicide. And this soul-winning tip is most applicable if you're in a Catholic country or here in the Philippines, but it does also apply if you're in the United States or another country. There's definitely some wisdom you can glean from it. And so the reason why this is a topic I'm talking about in this video is because one thing you notice in the Philippines, which is a very Catholic country, is that they've been indoctrinated that if you commit suicide, it's a straight ticket to hell. And whether or not you're Catholic or, you know, so-called Christian or whatever, pretty much everybody in this country believes that. And so it's a big issue, and it's something you definitely have to cover when you're explaining eternal security. Now, in America, when I would get to the end of my gospel presentation, and I would have explained eternal life and everything, and then I'd say, well, let's say you committed some terrible sin 50 years from now. You didn't ask for forgiveness, then would you still go to heaven or would you go to hell? And then they almost always would say, oh, I'd still go to heaven. And then I'd ask specific examples. What if you committed a sin like, you know, murder? They'd say you go to heaven. What if you committed a sin like suicide? And they'd almost always say you'd go to heaven. But in the Philippines, quite honestly, a lot of times when you get to the end, they're going to say, well, you know, you'd go to hell. Even if you've explained eternal security left, right, and down the center. Why? Because they've been programmed with that. And so it's a really good litmus test of whether or not they're understanding eternal security and whether or not they're believing it. I would encourage you, if you don't live in the Philippines, but if you visit sometime, I want you to realize that when you preach the gospel, you must talk about suicide at the end. Because otherwise, they're going to count a big number, but they're not really going to get saved most of the time. Because they still think that they can lose their salvation. Suicide is a big topic here. And so it's something you need to cover at the end. But what I want to quickly do is explain to you, well, how do you cover it? One thing you have to keep in mind is that the gospel is meant to be simple, okay? It's not complicated. It's like drinking a glass of water, opening a door, and so those are pretty easy things to do. Eating bread, you know, those are some of the examples given. Those are very easy things to do. And when we explain the gospel, it's meant to be simple and understandable. And so one thing you want to avoid when you're explaining suicide and explaining why you would still go to heaven, you want to avoid a really complicated, drawn-out explanation because the gospel is meant to be simple, okay? And so if your explanation is going to 1 Samuel chapter 28 and showing that Samuel was resurrected from the dead to talk to King Saul, and then he prophesies of what's going to happen three chapters later in 1 Samuel 31, and then you show Saul died, and then you say, well, see, Saul went to heaven because Samuel said, tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. Look, that's not simple. It's complicated. It's confusing for people that don't know the Bible. It's a really complicated way to explain. Not only does it take a long time, but it also could leave them with question marks because they're like, whoa, somebody's rising up from the dead and things like that. Look, that's not the best way to preach the gospel when you're explaining suicide. What would be a better way from my experience, and this is obviously up to you to make your decisions, but what I try to do is this. I will say, well, you know that this is in my left hand is my body. I'll say, this is my body, and here is my soul. Now, my body does not have everlasting life, but my soul does have everlasting life. So if I kill my body, my soul will go to heaven. And I'll explain, and during the conversation, I've already explained about how when you get saved, your soul is made perfect. And I explain how your body's not perfect, and you still commit sins, but your soul is perfect. And all of your future sins are forgiven, whether it's a big sin like murder or suicide or a small sin, all of them are forgiven. So no matter what sin I commit tomorrow or the next day or the next day, my soul is still perfect, okay? So I've already explained that to them. And so the example of having a body and a soul and even giving a visual explanation, it helps people, showing them, hey, you know, my body doesn't have everlasting life. If I kill my body, my soul's gonna go to heaven. And so what I'll tell people is that I'll explain that, but then I'll also say that, you know, the reason why people think you go to hell is because they believe that you have to get forgiveness after each and every sin that you commit. And I'll say the Catholic Church teaches that you have to ask for forgiveness once you've committed, right after you've committed your last sin. And they say, well, if you committed suicide, that's the last thing you ever did. You didn't have time to ask for forgiveness. But here's the thing. When you get saved, your future sins are forgiven and your soul's made perfect. So I explain about how, you know, you didn't kill your soul, you killed your body, and I explain how your future sins are already forgiven. So those are two quick things I tell them. And so those are pretty simple explanations. And I also explain how Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. He died for the sin of suicide. And so when you get saved, all your future sins are forgiven, including the sin of suicide, because Jesus did die for the sin of suicide. So that's how I kind of briefly really explain about suicide. And you know, usually it makes sense to people. Now, every once in a while, I might be long-suffering with someone, and I might go back and explain in depth with King Saul and Samuel, but that's a very rare thing, because honestly, you know, if they're not going to get it with a simple explanation, they're probably not going to get it if you go super in-depth and show examples of suicide. I will briefly tell them that in the Bible, King Saul, Samson, and Ahithophel committed suicide and they went to heaven, but I won't go super in-depth to explain those stories or show those stories because, you know, it's going to be very confusing to them. And so I do believe it's very important if you're, especially if you're in the Philippines, to explain suicide. And it's definitely something that's a topic people struggle with here. You need to put in the time to do that. So if you're going to be visiting the Philippines sometime and preaching the gospel, you need to realize that if you don't normally cover suicide in your conversation, you do need to add that because that is an issue here. And so I know that people will come for missions trips and things like that and just realize that you might need to explain that a little bit in depth. Now, obviously, when you explain it, you want to find out what's in their heart. You know, just a couple days ago, on Sunday, I was preaching the gospel to someone, and I explained eternal security, and they agreed you can't lose your salvation, even if you committed murder. Then I asked about suicide, and they said, oh, you'll go to hell. And so then I explained again, and then they agreed you'd go to heaven. So I asked them, you know, where do you think you'd go? And then they said heaven. But, you know, I didn't really know if they believed that or not. You know, maybe they were just agreeing with what I said. And so I asked them, you know, do you believe that or is it something you're not sure about? And they said, well, I was like, if you have eternal security and then you did, you know, commit some terrible sin, would you for sure go to heaven? Do you really believe all your sins are forgiven no matter what you do? And then he said, depende, you know, dependent on what you do. And so that showed what was really in his heart. So obviously, as you explain this, you know, you could explain it to people. It doesn't necessarily mean they believe it. You still have to find that out. But what I just want to help you understand is this, that if you're preaching the gospel here in the Philippines, you need to explain the topic of suicide because that is a topic that people really struggle with. Thank you, and God bless.